The Sons of Liberty was a secret political organization in the American colonies that protested against British policies and laws before the American Revolution. By the time the Revolution began, there were chapters of the Sons of Liberty in all 13 colonies. The Sons of Liberty formed out of a number of smaller protest groups in 1765 in response to the Stamp Act. The first group was likely formed out of the Loyal Nine in Boston with other groups, soon forming in New York and in Connecticut. The name comes from a speech made in the British Parliament by Irishman Isaac Barr. He referred to the American colonists as the Sons of Liberty when arguing against the passage of the Stamp Act. The Sons of Liberty had to arrange secret meetings or they might get arrested by British soldiers. They had informal gatherings at local taverns such as the Green Dragon Tavern in Boston. More formal meetings were held at night. And in Boston, they met under an elm tree in Hanover Square that was called the Liberty Tree. In New York, they would signal the location by building a tall pole called the Liberty Pole. The first major action of the Sons of Liberty was to protest the Stamp Act. They took direct action by harassing the stamp tax distributors who worked for the British government. The distributors became so scared of the Sons of Liberty that many of them quit their jobs. They also gathered in large groups and protested in the streets. Their protest worked, and the tax was soon repealed by the British government. The most famous action of the Sons of Liberty was the Boston Tea Party, in protest to a tax on tea. Several members boarded trade ships in Boston Harbor and tossed their tea into the water. This act was a major event leading up to the Revolutionary War. As a matter of fact, upon hearing the news of the Tea Party, John Adams exclaimed, "This is the most magnificent movement of all. There is a dignity, a majesty, a sublimity, and the last effort of the patriots that I greatly admire." The morning after the Tea Party, John Adams also reported, "The town of Boston was never more still and calm of a Saturday night than it was last night. All things were conducted with great order, decency, and perfect submission to government." However, with this background in mind, the Boston Tea Party was not a riot by any stretch of the imagination for two important reasons. First, it was 100% peaceful with no looting, rioting, injury, or destruction of person or private property. Through all of the actions taken by the Patriots during that night, no personal property was destroyed. The tea itself, which was owned by the government-run East India Company and being forced upon the colonists by government edict, was the only item targeted. Sure. In a letter written to Benjamin Franklin immediately after the Tea Party, it was explained that the Sons of Liberty arrived and demanded the tea, which was given up to them without the least resistance. They soon emptied all the chests into the harbor to the amount of about 340. This was done without injury to any property or to any man's persons. When they had done their business, they silently departed, and the town has been remarkably quiet ever since. In fact, when it was discovered that one opportunist had filled his pocket with some tea, he was stripped of his booty and his clothes together and sent home naked, with the writer sarcastically noting that it was a remarkable instance of order and justice among savages. By the time the Revolution began, the Sons of Liberty were fairly well organized with groups from different colonies communicating and planning protests together. The Sons of Liberty attracted members from all walks of the colonial life, such as lawyers, dock workers, farmers, doctors, tavern owners, traders, and publishers. Some of the more famous members included such men as Samuel Adams, who is often considered the founding member of the Sons of Liberty. We'll get to him in a moment. John Adams, John Hancock, Patrick Henry, James Otis, Joseph Warren, and even Paul Revere.
Here we go.
Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death." Our Constitution was made only for a moral and a religious people, Christian. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Human passions unbridled by morality and religion, Christianity, would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. The second president of the United States of America, Mr. John Adams.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Just want to give you a real quick heads up. Having a little bit of a technical issue with our brand new computer system, which should be fixed by tomorrow. But you're not going to notice it if you're one of our affiliates. But if you do want to check us out online, you can still get a visual. I'm going to play some audio video for you in just a moment here. That is sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page and or beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com as well. Top left side of that page. If you want to call in, that number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I'm just getting my thoughts together here, friends, but I got some things I want to share with you before we get over to showing you through our history as to how ignorant were our forefathers in question. Just the exact opposite. It's the revisionist of the day that would have you believe that they are ignorant, that they were dense, that they were underachievers, when in fact we have the longest standing constitution in history, modern history. So folks, again, I'm going to spend some time with that because I know that you hear this all the time, especially from professors in college as to how stupid our forefathers were, when in fact it's just the exact opposite. The revisionist telling you how stupid they are shows you how stupid they are. And that's really what it's going to come down to. So we're going to get to that in just a moment here. Again, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. Wanted to highlight this really quick. You guys, another one of those Bradleys, I told you so. I get to do that a lot. And it's not an arrogant, I told you so. It's I'm pulling my hair out, I told you so. But you guys all know this closeted homosexual. His name is Nick Fuentes. You guys all know who I am. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, you started seeing him on the scene. Again, his name is Nick Fuentes. Y'all know who I'm talking about. You know, he's the one that plays out like he's indifferent concerning what's going on out there in the United States of America. And he magically appeared after the alleged assassination of Charlie Kirk. You guys all know who I'm talking about, right? The one that the CIA mainstream media, he's a paid media influencer. And here I'm showing you this on social media platforms right now, that he received over $271,000 from pro-Israel lobby. Folks, you better start paying attention to that for your own sake, because what they're doing is they're trying to go after free speech in a big way by playing the victims once again. We'll hit on that more on another day. But again, folks, Nick Fuentes is paid opposition. He's controlled opposition. He's another useful idiot, just like I tried to tell you. Just like Alex Jones, who recently was out there promoting him. Just like Candace Owens, who was recently out there promoting them. They're all promoting each other, friends. Just out of nowhere, Sean Ryan, former CIA, the list goes on. They're all interconnected people. Again, when are you going to figure this out? Are they bringing about resolve? That's all you have to do is ask yourself, are these individuals pointing their finger to the law that condemns the crime, or are they doing nothing but dividing the American people 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? That's all they do. Why? Because that's what they're paid to do. And yet Jesus, 86% of you that claim to be Christians, told you to beware of this. Divide and conquer. That's how you do it. And just create a two-party system and divide the people up against each other when we're ruled by one law. We listen to the right complain about what they tolerate concerning what they call the left, which is the fruit of the right, right? They're good for nothing, Matthew 5:13. Oh, by the way, not only is Nick Fuentes paid by the Israel lobby, but you can rest assured that every single one of them are, because that's what makes them paid media influencers. They're all driving the same narrative. They're all driving the same narrative. They're all avoiding justice and judgment that brings about what? Righteousness and peace within the gate. Read Isaiah 51, verse 4. I wanted to let you know, friends, did you know that 86% of the American people do not believe the mainstream media? I want you to check this. This is another way of spinning the point that I make continuously on this show. And this is what it is. What I want you to check out, friends, is that you have 20% of the American people that claim they believe the mainstream media, but the mainstream media wants you to believe that 80% of you out there believe what only 20% believe. I'm not making that up. Remember how I told you the mainstream media, Saul Alinsky, caused the enemy to believe? The enemy in this case is me and you. Because they're trying to overthrow us with a very small portion of the people, right? The 1.7% of the population that's being used, the media's embellishing their message, bolstering their message to make them out to be a lot more bigger and a lot more popular than what they really are. They have a 20% approval rating, but most people in this country, again, that say they don't believe the mainstream media, believe the mainstream media because they're the ones that are saying that we can't do anything about the 20%. See how hypocritical people are in this country, friends? But again, I just wanted to highlight the fact that we got Track APAC, another Israel, pro-Israel, modern-day Rothschild Israel Zionist. Friends, will you do me a favor? Will you just do a little due diligence? It won't take you more than 15 minutes. Make distinction between the Jews of the Lord and Zionists who claim to be what they're not, Revelation 3:9. Please do that for me so I don't have to keep regurgitating this. And if people would just take the time to know for themselves, they're going to be standing on the same rock that I'm standing on even now. Also wanted to let you know, friends, while you're being told that all the bad guys are being dealt with, you guys just heard of, in Minneapolis here, you guys have all heard of the mayor here, Jacob Frey, right? He has a tribal Somalian name. Did you know that? He gives his victory speeches. This clown gives his victory speeches. Oh, and by the way, this joke is on you. He gives his victory speeches in the Somalians' language. No joke. He's been doing nothing but inciting violence just right along with Ilhan Omar, Jacob Frey, this said mayor that was not voted in by the people. Once again, he's installed just like Walls is. He's installed just like Keith Ellison is. But you know what's crazy about all of this, friends, is the people of the state of Minnesota don't approve this. They just tolerate this. It's really what it comes down to. That's the truth of the matter. They complain about what they tolerate because there's only 108,000 of them in the state that over 5.9 million people in this state put up with. How do you help a people that don't care? I'm going to come right back to this in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I'm getting worked up here, folks. Oh, yeah. I'm really getting worked up here. And so should you. It's called a righteous indignation. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Perry Atkinson, President and General Manager of the Dove Radio and TV. What an honor for me to talk about Bradley Dean. Bradley has been a friend of the Dove's ministry and a regular guest on our talk show for many years. His Sons of Liberty broadcast on radio is one of the top platforms in the country for spreading the truth of Christ and bringing resolve to the issues that so many of us face on a daily basis. Bradley and his team has done an excellent job honoring the price that has been paid for our freedoms, both naturally and spiritually. And it's our honor and our pleasure to partner with Sons of Liberty Radio.
BBSRadio.com.
Hey everybody, Alex Newman here, award-winning international journalist with Liberty Sentinel Media. We broke some of the critical stories exposing the COVID hoax, the lies about the injections, and so much more way before it was cool. We exposed the UN, the climate hoax, the U.S. government, and so much more, all from a biblical perspective, with the goal of bringing you all the information you need to keep your family and yourself happy, healthy, and free. Check us out at LibertySentinel.org and subscribe for free at LibertySentinel.org/subscribe.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends, as you are to be the compeers of angels. Nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints. Yeah. So I just want to bring you up to par with what's going on here, because I told you that during this the domestic insurrection that's being created by unconstitutional agencies in the state of Minnesota, namely ICE. It's an unconstitutional agency. Just wanted to let you know that. And again, if you're just joining us, and this is the first time that you've heard this, if you look at the Article 1 of the Constitution, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16, you're going to see that it's the militia, the American people armed, namely the Second Amendment, right? That's what we have it for, Bill of Rights. Check it out. But it is the American people that are to be called up to repeal invasion and to basically put a stop to the domestic insurrection that's taking place. Who's promoting the domestic insurrection more than the said representatives in the mainstream media? That's all they're doing, is highlighting the crimes that are being committed. And now what we have in the state of Minnesota is we have Tim Walz, we have Keith Ellison, we have Ilhan Omar, and we have Jacob Frey doing nothing but playing the defenders of the victim, when in fact they're the very reason there's victims in Minnesota right now. Oh, I wanted to give you a little bit of a heads up, because folks, I've caught the media doing this several times. I remember years ago we were at the Minnesota State Fair and they were talking about Black Lives Matters and uproars and tumults that were going on at the Minnesota State Fair when in fact we were at the Minnesota State Fair 12 days a year for the last 15 years. And I, for the life of me, could not find what they were talking about. These are, folks, these are photo ops is what they are. Remember what William Randolph Hearst said? He said, "For you furnish the pictures, I'll furnish the war." That's all they're doing. They're creating what's going on here. We went through South Minneapolis yesterday. As a matter of fact, we went down through South Minneapolis on Saturday as well. So I went through South Minneapolis, uptown area, and then I went all the way to northeast Minneapolis, where all of these Muslims that are overthrowing the state of Minnesota, and I couldn't find a riot. I couldn't find one person out there that was rioting. I'll tell you what I did find in South Minneapolis, though. What I did find was Gestapo, ICE, get the blank out, spray painted on two different buildings in South Minneapolis. No riots, though, but the mainstream media keeps blowing it up like they're continuously going on. Nonsense. It's the same thing that took place concerning George Floyd. Exact same thing. They were all paid provocateurs that were coming in. Paid provocateurs, people. That means somebody sets this up. They bring the cameras and they blow it up to be something that it's not. Ignorant people cry out to the government for more control. Do something about what's going on. Do something about what's going on. And the only information source they have is the same mainstream media and the useful idiots that they say they don't believe. Yet when they report another propagandized narrative, what do? They're the first ones that say, we need more help. We need more control. Come on, Mr. Trump. It's humorous. I have not seen such a level of ignorance in all of my life. Nobody takes the time to pull the curtain back. Well, I do. I do. Hey, I got a question for you. You know all those people that are supposedly protesting in Minneapolis that I couldn't find last night, that I couldn't find the day before, but yet the mainstream media is blowing it up to be just that? Isn't it interesting they haven't dealt with the ones that are the cause for these alleged domestic insurrections taking place? And I'm talking about the said representatives. Isn't it interesting? Nobody is talking about that. They're the cause, right? But let me go back to South Minneapolis. You know those people that spray paint stuff on their buildings? They want you to believe that it's the people in the communities that are spray painting their own buildings and destroying their own property. No. That's what brings us to the conclusion that these are paid provocateurs. You guys just seen recently the he's a political coward is what he is, but the said chief of police here, he's a little pawn in the hands of these people that you're laughing at. But I want you to know they're laughing at you people. You that's what you haven't figured out. You can mock them, you can laugh at them, you can do whatever you want to do. That's why they're laughing at you. But you know what's crazy about it is he just got done saying these people that are here in Minneapolis are not from Minneapolis. Does anybody hear that? Does anybody understand that these are agencies that are created to create the problems that we're having? And you know what we're hearing again and again and again and again? It's George Soros' name. He's an international criminal just like Mylakowski. You know him as Netanyahu. But how is it that they have a free hand to come to the people's White House at any given time? Even inviting themselves to do so and putting themselves up in the front of the people. They're international war criminals, people. And they haven't been dealt with. Why haven't they been dealt with? Well, if you look at what's going on throughout the United States of America, I believe, speaking of George Soros, you have over 26 attorney generals that are receiving money from that international war criminal. But you don't want to deal with that neither. And for some reason or another, we're just going to believe that things are just going to take care of themselves. Wow. Wow. Faith without works is dead, people. Faith without works is dead. Read James 2:14 through 26 when you get a moment. Okay, so let me ask you something. You guys just recently seen this shooting that took place Which, by the way, again, I know conspiracy theorist Bradley, you know, he's questioning that narrative too. Yep, and so should you. Did anybody pay attention to the immaculate timing going on there? Did anybody pay attention to the fact that she's a repeat criminal and she's also been incriminated for abusing children? Did you guys all know that? And she's not from Minnesota, but she was in Minnesota because she's a paid provocateur. Guess what we're finding out now, friends? Let me bring you back to Minneapolis just to show you how this works. Okay? And this is one of those things. And no one else is going to tell you this for the most part. I will high five one of our senators here. We're going to have him here tomorrow with us, Senator Eric Lucero. But he's the only one calling out the fact that these people that are here in Minneapolis are all paid to be here. They're paid provocateurs, but somehow or another, friends, ICE is here to remove the illegals. Really? Another proposal concerning this next question I want to propose to you. Hey, folks, how many people in their right minds are going to defend people that just defrauded them over $9 billion to $18 billion? Who's going to defend those people? Do you understand what's going on here, folks? You're being played. You're being played like a deck of cards. Let me go back to this lesbian child abuser that was in Minnesota that allegedly got shot and killed. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Did you also know that she's interconnected with the agencies in the United States of America? Yeah, it seems like when people really do their due diligence, they always find out things that, you know, it's a reoccurring theme here in the United States of America, like Erica Kirk and her CIA video just recently appearing out of nowhere and all of her connections into the military-industrial complex. No, but they take it for face value. Don't ask any questions. Come on, Bradley. Here, let me say this one more time before I play this for you. Hey, you know what? Conspiracy theories, whatever you want to call it, you better read your Bible because conspiracies are very real and you're a part of it. And what you haven't realized is you're the pawn on their board. Read Jeremiah 11:9. Go to 1 Kings, go to 2 Kings, and pay attention to even the commentators like Matthew Henry concerning what it looks like and what sort of people are involved, just exactly as to what you're seeing here in America. Did you know that this girl going back to Minneapolis, did you know that she was paid over $15,000 by Jacob Frey, the one that allegedly got shot? Check this out.
Payment from Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey to notorious ICE agitator Renee Good. The transaction, labeled simply Melt ICE, coincides suspiciously with the chaos surrounding the killing of Good, who attacked ICE officials on January 7th. Renee Good, known for crisscrossing the country as a paid disruptor, had a history of impeding arrests and stirring up anti-ICE protests. This payout provides concrete proof that Frey orchestrated the importation of this troublemaker to Minneapolis, unleashing havoc on law-abiding federal agents and undermining public safety, all in line with the radical left's agenda to dismantle border security. The origins of this hefty sum remain shrouded in mystery. But one thing is clear. Corruption runs deep in Minneapolis under Democratic leadership. While President Trump champions strong borders and supports our brave ICE officials, figures like Frey appear complicit in funding anarchy to thwart deportations and protect illegal activities.
Okay, then why haven't they been brought to justice?
This scandal highlights the urgent need for Trump's policies to restore order, exposing how local officials are in on it to erode national security. As investigations loom, patriots across America are rallying behind Trump to drain the swamp in cities like Minneapolis.
Drain the swamp. He's been there for how many years now, folks? How many people has he brought to justice? Oh, I just wanted to let you know, so you know, speaking of Trump, as a matter of fact, I'll highlight that right when we get back. Before I get to how ignorant were our forefathers not... We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then... This is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Hi, my name's Floyd Brown from the Western Center for Journalism and westernjournalism.com. I love Bradley Dean. I'll tell you what, here's a man with passion that is going out and providing important messages to young people, and I really salute him for what he's doing. That's why here at westernjournalism.com, we run Bradley Dean's op-eds every single week. If you want to read Bradley Dean at westernjournalism.com, come on over. And I really enjoy the radio program, too.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean. And we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
In a world filled with compromise and those who cower from speaking the truth, listening to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty is a breath of fresh air in a day and age when you are searching for someone to just tell it like it is. If you are ready to hear the unadulterated truth from the Word of God that will feed your soul, open your eyes, give you understanding, and turn your heart to the Father, if you are ready to take a stand and realize your duty before God and man to preserve the freedom so graciously bestowed upon us by God Almighty and our founding forefathers, if you're ready to set aside the counterfeit and embrace the real, then join us weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for an encounter that will enlighten your understanding and point you directly to Jesus Christ, the everlasting light.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
You know, it's crazy, people, concerning what's going on in Minneapolis. People are starting to finally ask the question, especially the younger people, how come nobody's been arrested? You want to answer your own question as to what's going on here? That's all you have to do is ask the question, how come nobody's been charged? Why are the mainstream media putting the cameras and the microphones up to the mouths of those that are guilty of the fraud? That's all you have to do is answer that. People are saying, is it staged? They're asking the question, was it staged? Well, that's all you have to do is just look at the pill and the jam. Who profits from the crisis? Out of chaos, can we create a new world order? Okay? That's what's going on. I mean, folks, I got so many tabs. I got so many videos and audio. I mean, just trying to stay up on top of this stuff. I'm just going to keep laying the axe right to the root of the tree and tell you what the problem is. The people need to bring justice. The people need to bring justice. That's what needs to happen. Constitutionally, we're the responsible party. We already see, folks, I've met with sheriffs, present, older sheriffs. I've met with county prosecutors. I've met with state representatives. I met with state senators. And everybody's doing the same thing. They're highlighting the problem. And they're in law enforcement. And they say that their hands are tied. No, they're not. If someone gives you an unjust, unconstitutional order, you're supposed to uphold your oath against those that are doing so. That's how that works. That's how a people remain free. Just because the president or one of the higher-ups in the three branches of government tells you to do something without question, and they demand your obedience, whether it's just or unjust, and you obey it, I want to tell you something right there. You're just as guilty as the one giving you the unconstitutional order or the unjust order. By obeying it, you're not going to find that in Scripture. So therefore, how is it that you justify it? Here, this is what I wanted to highlight. You guys were just talking about Donald Trump or waiting for Donald Trump to bring justice. Yeah. As he's busy doing what? Making sure that the Epstein files are not released. Yep. It keeps coming up, folks. There's some people out there that are not going to let that die. And did you know that it's not only been this administration? It's been administration after administration after administration that has been concealing those files, and the P. Diddy files as well. Notice how we just heard him about P. Diddy for a moment concerning the scandal out there, the child trafficking out in Hollywood, California. Hey, folks, here's the difference between what you're going to get here and what you're going to get listening to the modern-day conservative. You're going to get the truth regardless if you like it. You're going to hear what you need to hear regardless if you like it, because you're the ones that are tuning in telling me that you want the answers. Then if you want the answers, I am telling you where to lay the axe. I'm already telling you where to go. I am telling you that you're being lied to. I am here to tell you that Donald Trump is not a part of the answer. He's another actor. He's another clown in the circus of politics, doing what he's told to do, working on the behest of foreign powers, doing what else? Demoralizing the people, corrupting the nation. That's not how you make America great again, friends. That's not how you make America great again. You guys probably all seen this. It became pretty well known just last week. He went through a Ford plant and one of the employees called him out as a child pedophile protector. And Donald Trump gave him the finger. The Christian president gave him the finger and told him to F off. And yet if you do your homework, like I know most people don't want to do, but if you just simply do your homework, you can find the court papers in the documentation of all of the crimes of Donald Trump. And guess what? I know Trump. I know the derangement. I know the syndrome. You know, if Donald Trump doesn't do something that he said he was going to do, what they do is they just give him a pass, all the worshipers, Acts 12:22. And then what happens if Donald doesn't stand on principle, then what his followers do is they change their principles to adhere to his. They amend themselves to Donald Trump rather than demanding him to amend himself to the laws that keep us free if we obey them. Oh, I know it. I know it. You guys just heard Maduro. I mean, you know, somehow or another, the president of the United States of America now constitutionally has the authority to go steal away presidents from other countries in their own country and get away with it. And what do they say? Well, that's all the media has to do again, friends. And I want to add this. You have 737 military bases in 142 nations, as if to suggest somehow or another America has the right to police the world and to set our military bases in their countries. Well, how do they do that? Well, that's all they do is cast into the mind of the American people that don't believe the mainstream media, and they tell them that prime minister or that president of that country, he's a demon. We need to deal with them. And then they use the blood of your boys to go overthrow those countries and their governments through the CIA. And instead of holding the CIA accountable, the people get behind it and somehow deceive themselves into believing there's honor in that when we don't have the authority to do that, because God never gave us that authority, right? Well, that's what they did with Maduro. What do? They cast into your mind that he was a devil, he's a drug dealer, this, that, and the other thing. By the way, did you know that he didn't put up with gay marriage? Did you know that he condemned sodomy? Did you know that it's an anti-abortion country? Did you know that's pretty moral compared to what you have in your own country? In other words, he's doing everything Donald said he would do. Apparently, Donald didn't like that, because it was bearing witness to his hypocrisies in the People's White House today. So what they did is they said, you know what? He's a narco. He's a drug dealer. We need to go get rid of him. But what the people didn't pay attention to is just a week and a half prior to that, the said president, the Honduran president that was busted bringing, trafficking over 400 tons of cocaine into America, was granted clemency, a pardon by Donald Trump. A week and a half prior to what he did to Maduro. This is what he does. This is what he's been doing since he's been in office, since day one. What he says and what he does are two different stories. People don't want to listen to the Lord, and then they get man's judgments. That's what they get. They get man's compromises, which brings the Lord's judgments. That's what happens. Oh, it doesn't stop there. Someone was just talking about it a moment ago, and that's why I'm riding this one out right now, because I want to show you how you're being played. Because you are being played big time, America. You're being played big time. Did you see this? This is brand new. Trump pardons GOP congressman's meth-dealing son. Brand new. Donald Trump has granted clemency to a Republican congressman's son convicted of distributing meth. Another pardon that underscores his power, not justice, drives Trump's decisions. I guess the going rate, this isn't a joke. I guess the going rate now, friends, is if you want to basically release a drug dealer from prison under Trump, I believe it costs you $1 million. That's not a joke. Just imagine that message being sent to the younger people of this country today. And when the people let it go, it sets the nation for judgment. Folks, what you tolerate from politicians, you better understand you're going to pay the price. You're the ones responsible. They're your reflection. By what you tolerate from them is your reflection. What you condemn is your reflection. If we were a people of God and a nation that served the God of Israel, and I'm talking about Israel, the people, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, if that was true, we'd be condemning these people. We'd bring justice to these people. We wouldn't tolerate the said president of the United States of America just recently granting pardon to another drug dealer like he did to the Honduran president. And you know who justifies him? Concerning what he did to Maduro, friends, you know who justifies him? His worshipers. That's why they don't have any respect. And they don't realize, his worshipers don't realize, they're being used and they're being laughed at by the very people that they're supporting. They're being at length destroyed by the very people they are supporting. Just go ahead and mark me. That's all you have to do, regardless if you like it or not. Just go ahead and mark my words as to what I'm telling you, because that's coming too. You're going to reap what you allow them to sow. I've said it a million times. People, I remember I was on Stan Monty's show probably 10, 15 years ago, and I remember him asking what was going on. And I said, Stan, what's going on in this country right now is the fact that we're hated by the world because of what the American people tolerate their politicians to do to third world countries. That's exactly right. And now the chickens are coming home to roost, aren't they? Yep. And when they roost, then everybody throws their hands up in the air, and then they say, what's happening? What's going on? Well, the Lord says, in your ignorance, you're destroying yourselves. That's what he's saying. Oh, I wanted to give you one more, if you don't mind, folks. We may as well just make this the show, since we're going down this road anyways, because I got more information here. Is the fact that, again, for those that are being duped into believing that we have to get rid of all of the Muslims in America, the Somalians, those, I'm talking about those that are not here to assimilate. Did you know that over 40 of them took office while you were being distracted as to what's going on in Minneapolis right now? Did you guys all know 40 more Muslims just took office? Here's one for you right here. I thought they were the problem, but somehow or another, the Hodge twins, they highlighted the fact that a Virginian swears in its first Muslim lieutenant governor, Ghazla Hashimi. using a Quran. Oh, my goodness, people. Just keep ignoring the word of the Lord. Judges 5:8 comes to mind. And what does it say? That when the people allow other gods, which are no gods, when you allow that to come into your country, you need to understand that is precipitating war. You already see that. If you want to gauge what I just told you, that's all you have to do is ask the question that why in the country or why over in Europe all those nations are rising up and mass deporting these people that are being sworn into office in America. Folks, they're installed. They're not being voted in, and you know it. Quit acting otherwise.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that I must admit, America, that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. We will be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? He goes on and says, history will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people. Patrick Henry said in a speech to the House of Burgess in May of 1765 that it cannot be emphasized too clearly and too often that this nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians, not on religion, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. For this very reason, people of other faiths have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom of worship here. Love your silence, people. You encourage the enemy. 281-845-4704. I want to let you know, here's this young man that's complaining about what's going on in Minnesota. It's the younger generation, people. All you young people listening, you better understand. I'm in it with you. But you better understand you're on your own. You're going to have to stand up and do what the older generation allowed to be thrown on you. That's just the truth of the matter. And I'm talking about those apathetic, intolerant imbeciles that have allowed it to come this far. Okay? Check this out.
Indicted for taking plane tickets as bribes. Bob Menendez got indicted for taking gold bars as bribes. But Governor Tim Walz gets rewarded with billions. Yes, billions with a B, while selling out his entire state to the Somalians. And it's crickets. Nothing. It took a kid with an iPhone to even bring it to light. So I've got a question for you. Where are all of these three-letter agencies?
Exactly. Hey, folks. Where are all the three-letter agencies that have been created by the federal government? That's what the younger people are asking. Remember I brought this up about 3 weeks ago? People are entertained by the show. Young people are asking, where are these agencies that have been put up? They're unconstitutional and they're acting accordingly. Where are all the three-letter agencies to bring justice to the said representatives that are committing the crimes? I'm here to tell you, it's those agencies that are protecting the people that are being installed from people like me and this kid. Or so they think. That's a fact. Listen to the rest of this young man and what he has to say.
Supposedly tasked with stopping corruption, you know, the ones that we elected that are now run by Republicans. Where are the media outlets that pride themselves in finding the truth? I guess that's only when they attack Republicans.
Caught up into the divide and conquer system, but he doesn't realize that what he's highlighting right now is the crimes of the Republicans and what they tolerate. Again, if it was constitutional, which it is not.
Asking the same question. How does a no-name governor like Tim Walz go from being a high school football coach to the next vice president of the United States? Well, here's the answer nobody wants to say out loud, but it's the truth. He's a yes man. A yes man to powerful activist groups.
Exactly.
A yes man to the Somalian governments. A yes man to dark money.
Okay. So we know what the problem is, right? What he's saying is exactly right. But what he's not doing is he's not going over to those that are sold to you as the good guys. Because the good guys that are sold to you, Americans, are allowing the crimes of what you have been led to believe are the bad guys. Why are the good guys tolerating the crimes of the bad guys? I'm asking you. Do you not understand it's a uniparty system? Do you not understand they're on the same team? They have the same jersey? They're profiting back and forth like the pro wrestlers that are set up as arch enemies, only to find out they're best of friends when they travel. Of course. But Americans, they're entertained by this.
Corruption. And even so, he would have been a yes man to Kamala Harris. That's why she picked him. This isn't about qualifications. This is about compliance. And the system always rewards people who will never say no. So what do? Do we mean tweets? Do we complain? Do we protest? Do we go film some more videos? No. We call on our government that is funded by us to do its job and root out corruption.
Exactly. But the question is, young man, is that what they're doing? No, they are not doing that. What they're doing is they're installing more. Get that out of your head that people are electing them. You just heard this kid right here say that, who basically sold out the state of Minnesota to all of Somalia. There's 108,000 Somalians in Minnesota. There's 5.9 million people. Don't feel sorry for the people in Minnesota. Don't. No. God helps those that help themselves, period. Okay, and the fact of the matter is the people aren't even helping themselves. That's why we're in the position that we're in today. I want to show you how ridiculous this has gotten. Again, remember what I said about being installed? You know, all those bad guys the said Republicans continuously highlight over all day long. And the conservatives of the day, that's the best they've got, is to tell you all the names of the bad guys that have been installed. Remember, they're not voted in, people. So how did they get there? They're installed. And they're doing what they're doing. I want to say this. Back in 2012, I went to the RNC in Tampa Bay, Florida. And I remember a knucklehead. I was on Radio Row doing a bunch of interviews. And this knucklehead said to me, he goes, you know what? Look at how bad this is getting for Obama. Obama's losing. Obama this, that, and the other thing by putting all these people on welfare. I said, he's not losing. He's winning. Those people don't want to work. They want to steal from guys that work like me and you so they can be dependent. And guess who's winning them over? Obama's not losing. He's winning. You people think you got all these good guys in office right now. What's been done? I'm asking you, what's been done? Nothing. All by design. Nothing. They're appeasers. That's all they are. Okay. I want to show you how ridiculous this has gotten. This is an interview by a guy, Sean Hannity, who's about as worthless as the rest of them. And if I see him, I'll tell him that. Okay? And it, why? Because it's true. Lining it up with Matthew 5:13. But I want you to listen carefully concerning this interview. And I want you to listen to this said representative he's interviewing. The joke is on you, people.
Honored little Jocelyn Nungary's family, brutally raped and murdered a 12-year-old girl.
This is a said representative.
Did you give honor to that family that lost so much?
Look, Sean, thanks for having me.
I don't need the thanks. Did you stand or not? Did you stand to honor those families?
I did not stand because the president.
You sat on your ass.
I was just sick of the president.
So I want to be clear.
I did not.
You sat
on your... Hey, folks, they want you to believe that you voted this jester in. They want you to believe that you voted him in, and he somehow or another got in. Remember what I said about the media? 20% of what the people believe, the mainstream media is trying to get you to believe that 80% of the people believe. It's the same thing they're doing here. Do you really think anybody in this country voted this foreign clown into office to attack our system of government? Do you really believe that? Because if you do, you're a part of the problem.
Your ass, and you wouldn't stand for families of that lost children, a 12-year-old girl raped and murdered, and you couldn't stand for them because you were playing politics. Is that right? I want this audience
Look,
to
I
know.
Look, I would not stand for this president. I would not stand for this president. He was
you're
lying.
Not warned standing
he was
for
boasting.
Them.
So let me ask you, friends, is he assimilating or is he attacking? Again, do you believe the people voted him in? Because if he's not assimilating, what he's doing is committing the act of treason by what? Being used as a political battering ram to upend who we are. That's exactly what this clown is doing. I wish you could all see this guy. It's ridiculous. People don't know that these people are put up to lower the expectation and the standard of who we are as a people. No longer is the law the standard, though it is in the spirit. No longer is the law, Article 6, Section 2, in the enumerated laws found within the Constitution, the standard anymore. Now the standard is the corrupt politicians that they put into office, just like the Lord said in judgment, 1 Kings 13:33. It's exactly what's going on here. This guy is an absolute clown. Here, let me show you one more here so you guys can understand what's going on in New York. Have you guys seen Zohran Mamdani when he's not smiling? Right? 2 Corinthians 11:14 and 15. Have you seen him? He's an evil, evil dude. The eyes are what? The window to the soul. Listen to this from Brigitte Gabrielle concerning what's going on over there.
No, stage 2 cancer was actually back in 2010. We are now in the United States at stage 3 cancer when it comes to Islamic radicalism and infiltration. And here's what I mean by that. Right now, they are so organized politically. I mean, look at the last election. 42 Muslim candidates won offices. Mamdani was one out of 6 mayors, 20 city council members. So right now, we've got Islamists like Ilhan Omar, like Rashid Atlaib. See, all you have to do is look at the track record. So right now they are winning elected officials at high level where they are influencing whether we on the federal level like Ilhan Omar and the Rashida
Tlaib. So she's saying that the Muslims are winning at high levels. I'm here to tell you that that's not true. I'm here to tell you the mainstream media is giving you the illusion by deceiving you to believe the 20% or the 80%. I'm also here to tell you, friends, again, that they are being used, the Muslims are being used as a broom to sweep away the political opposition as mercenaries, the white guys, the Gentiles, concerning the Zionists. Just tell me whenever you're ready to listen, people, because what you're going to do is you're going to sit back, you're going to do nothing, you're going to see things get worse, then we're going to get to the point of what I'm warning you about right now, foreseeing it, and then once we get there, you're going to come back and say, Bradley, what you said was right. I'm gauging it by the map is here concerning the Word of God. That's what I'm doing. It's going to get worse 7 times over until you start to listen and move upon what's going on lawfully. Lawfully, friends. Love you about what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.